brought to you by Carol Beck and broadcasting live from the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, The Deck at 311 North Market Street, Suite 200 in Dallas, Texas. It's time for Career Advancement Radio, providing information to help enhance your career. Now here's your host, Dr. Marilyn Carroll.
Good afternoon, Dallas, and welcome to today's show. I'm Dr. Marilyn Carroll. And today's show, we're going to talk about career paths. Today's topic is coming to us from questions to Ask Dr. Marilyn. And today's question was, Dear Dr. Marilyn, I am a mid-career woman. I've worked for a company for 17 years, and I find myself not being satisfied. My satisfaction rate is beginning to show in my work and performance. I don't know what to do. I have a family to take care of. My life has changed, and I must keep a job in order to support my family. As I stated, I worked in this job for 17 years. Of the 17 years, I have never liked the job that I worked. However, I have lots of years of experience. It's in a rare degree. It's in technology. But I don't like what I'm doing. I would prefer something in the medical or research world. Please help, Crystal S. Well, hi, Crystal S, if that's really your name. Your information reminds me of many emails that I receive from people asking for help. And the problem is researching or knowing a little bit more about your background. So I need to see a resume, which is one of the first things I ask my clients to send me, those clients that I decide to take on. And when I worked predominantly in this field, helping others and as a manager previously, career management is a topic that is very difficult for some people. And I love the title of our show, or our show being Career Advancement Radio. And I want to make sure that my audience receives as much information as possible from research as well as other mechanisms. So I looked in my research library and I came across a book that I have called How to Build a Non-Traditional Career Path. And the second subtitle to that book is Embracing Economic Disruption. And Crystal, your post or your question reminds me a lot of that. And here's a quote from this book in How to Build a Non-Traditional Career Path. It says, as jobs in large organizations become more specialized, it becomes more difficult for each person to see the overall path forward, the challenges and opportunities of his or her own career domain. So your strength and your specializations skill can also become your vulnerabilities. And I say that because in your particular situation, you obviously have strengths and a specialization. But those strengths and specializations, you need to know how to match those to other careers that you may have some interest in. And as you stated in your post, medical or something research related. So if I was to look at your resume, it would probably tell me key areas and skill sets that you've obtained, as well as if we looked at some personality tests or other assessments, we may find a lot more about you. The career development challenge that's been caused by the downsizing and corporate restructures confined by financial challenges faced by organizations and individuals make a path for this book that on how to embrace a non-traditional career. And the book was written by, I want to make sure we give proper credit to the author here, Ron Elston. And that's E-L-S-D-O-N, Ron Elston. And this book was written in 2014, about a year, approximately a year and a half ago, it was well published. And he's probably started doing the research. As I can see in his book, he completed quite a bit of research. So to give you some examples of why I like his book, he gives examples of what individuals can do when faced with a challenge like you're discussing or sent to us in your post. In his chapter one, for example, or part one, he talks about laying a foundation. In laying a foundation, he gave us some examples of how some individuals had laid the foundation for their job change. And I want to get to that. And so I'm going to change some pages to go back to some of the examples he provided, because I think that it would be a good, some good information for the show. So let's see. This first example he gave about a lady named Lauren Hargrave, who switched from a traditional career in finance. And traditional career for our audience is a career where we work for a company, say, most of our career span, say 30, 40 years. And in that career, we would stay with that company and grow in that company to the next possible job. Or we may have another job over our career lifetime, maybe two or three, but not like tradition, not like we are in today in a non-traditional environment where we may have five or six jobs. Anyway, to go on, Lauren Hargrave had a traditional career in finance, and she was a writer, and she had she included copywriting as part of her non-traditional career to help her pay her bills and continue with her finance job on a part-time basis for 4 months, doing startup or her new endeavor for financial reasons. So he basically suggested if you're thinking about a non-career traditional career path, and she also mentioned that you probably hear from friends and family members and colleagues that maybe even you're in and maybe even in your own head that you'll never make enough money to find a job. Based on Lauren, me, as well as others, it's all worth it to make your crazy dream a reality. She chose to go out on a limb, and yet that limb turned into a beautiful trial. And then he gives another example of a lady named Rachel who created a non-traditional career that includes working part-time as a relationship manager for an arts council. And she had half a day each week leading to a youth music program and working freelance for music funding organizations, as well as running action learning sessions. Rachel stated that it's not always a metal existence, she commented, but it does make for an interesting one. And she also stated that while it may feel like the sum of her working parts had made more than a whole, she was really happy of this transitions. So relying on one organization to provide you with progression opportunity is really unrealistic, and you have to find your own instead. And I think he mentions this on page 5, if I recall, of his book. I don't have all of the information right in front of me because I'm on the radio and it's kind of hard to change pages. And he gave another example to relate to this. And he said that Peter Bates switched from a 20 years as an investment banking person to a combination cabinet maker, rare breed pig farmer, and a business advisor. And by doing so, he stated that he was more satisfied with his career than he had ever been before. So mentioning those three examples, we see that a career is a combination of skills and abilities and jobs that we've had over the years. And that's what makes a career. And we all have some type of career. We just have to sit down and analyze or get some help analyzing what those key attributes and skill sets are. To give you another example, there was another example in his book, I believe, of a musician. He had been doing ranging concerts, teaching, consulting, recording, and web development, publishing, and composing and arrangement. He fit that all into his career because he'd had those various jobs throughout several career stages of his life. And so he was able to blend those all together to come up with a great formula for him. Really would suggest to people, flexibility in your employment promotes maintaining motivation and continuous learning means that you have to be flexible in maintaining motivation and continuous learning. especially when it comes to increasing your interdisciplinary knowledge and your abilities, key abilities. Now, I understand that there's high cost to training and development, and we know that some companies can really help with this. And to give you an example of a company I think is doing a great job with such attributes of this is GM. GM has a career development team leverage formula. It's existing career materials developed by business units in their global regions help develop common tools so that the career resources were truly built for employees and by employees. So they have this thing called Career Development and Advancement Group, and it's called My GM Bucket List. And what they've done is created a GM or model through it's a social collaboration forum within GM's internal social collaboration network. And then it's called GM Overdrive. And this is so popular that it has the most members of all GM OneDrive groups. And the My GM Bucket List is a one-page resource that employees use to list 25 things they want to accomplish while at GM. And this is a very popular tool that the team proposed from a GM employee's personally developed career plan. And through that, they get to establish what it is they want to do, how they intend to go after it, and what resources they would need in order to make it to that next step. So I am just so excited about what GM has done. And they did that, I think, about in my research about 2 years ago and came up with this particular strategy. So the employment relationship, as we know it for many companies, has been a very shaky and short-lived as careers are becoming. Internal connections, and a lot of times in traditional employment, has created limited value for the organization. Employees are not as portable, which becomes a problem for individuals given limited time now within organizations. If we look at that GM model, I think that as an example, I'm quite sure there are more examples out there. We can see that having something similar to that, that the employees took time and put together, may be something very beneficial for companies. A non-traditional career can lead to the creation of leader relationships that potentially can last much, much longer, as they are not dependent upon a single connection in an organization. And one of our later shows, we're going to talk about management and that connection and how managers can support people and the skill sets managers need. We have a lot of great opportunities for organizations as well as individuals to reinvent the employment contract, reinvent the career contract as to how people come into and go from place to place. And at the same time, this opportunity with it, just as with any opportunity, brings about opportunities for people like myself who help individuals to determine what's next and what's best for them through a collaboration efforts in working with them to see what are my key abilities? What are my key strengths? What are some of the things that I can do that I haven't talked about? For example, content expertise. That would mean what's my education plus work experience? And then their core functional skills, ability and aptitude. This comes from training and development, either on the job or off the job. This is that additional training that we receive. A lot of times, I remember when I was working at SunTrust, a lot of the skill sets, we would have classes that were online free for us to take. And many times, I don't think that individuals would take advantage of that. And as a manager, I would recommend some of those classes to my team members to say, you may want to, look at this, doing them. in a talent review process, as well as doing a review process to give people more of an opportunity to see what their possibilities are like for the future. And I think that a lot of times we miss out on that. Another key area of linking that cause and effect is customer base, building deep customer relationships. As a way of doing this, you can do things like join a diversity council at your work. And through that, you're going to get some outside connections. Make sure that you're participating in nonprofits outside the organization in order to connect and you're giving. And when you give, you actually receive much more back than what you're giving. For example, when I was in the bank, I was part of diversity council and also did some work with the community in three nonprofit organizations. And boy, did I obtain a wealth of knowledge. And as I talked to my friends, and some of the friendships that I have developed over the years came from those participations. I ordinarily would not, because my area was so specialized that I worked in, I would not have had the opportunity to work with others in those particular areas and skills and with their skill sets to see the bigger picture and to help the bigger picture come to some reality of how can we help in my little world to help this world expand and this cause develop a little bit more. So making sure that you build deep relationships with customers, clients, and you can do that through a lot of the nonprofit work you do and diversity councils you work on. And through those, I was able to work with some of our larger clients that I never would have had a chance to directly work with without there being a business contract in place. And then geographic proximity, that physical presence. Where are you? Before I was in Atlanta, and I get a lot of clients from Atlanta still, versus now I'm in Dallas. And in Dallas, I needed to build that physical presence. And one of the ways to build that physical presence is through this business radio show. I have a business radio show in Atlanta, and it helped me a lot. And now I have one here, very passionate about it. It's something I do for non-monetary reasons right now, but it is something that I so enjoy and so enjoy providing information to help people continuously learn what are some of the things that they can do. So by doing this, as well as social media accounts, it helps as well. And then finally, mutual influence. And that mutual influence comes from those outcomes from one career to another. So mutual influence, what is it that I do that I can have an influence factor within? On my job, as we talked about earlier, the traditional career has limited internal connections, but a non-traditional career gives that mutual, you have to have that mutual influence with others in order to establish those things that people come to you for. So even though on my job, I had the influence of knowing how to strategize and work a trust area, operations area, I may not have had the same influence as I had participating on an advisory board for a technology product, for new technology that was being developed for 401k plan administration and record keeping. And through that process and learning those key individuals, I still have contacts with a lot of those individuals today, met some great relationships. Oh, my work was so valuable there that it has kept me going even into today, even though I'm doing something different. I'm more so in a teaching and learning environment that is shaping and blending together those things I learned from my traditional career of, I think I was there 16, 17 years as well as Crystal, who was started this conversation today. Some of the things that you want to look at and some takeaways for you is remember that I think Ron also mentioned that driving a car is like driving your career. And many of us have worked for companies that we let them in a traditional career drive us in our career and the way it needed to go. Now, just as I don't like, I'm being in the car with my daughter or someone else, especially my daughter, my nerves are on edge, and her nerves are on edge when she's in the car with me. She's constantly, "Mom, don't, oh, put on brakes." And when I'm sitting over in the passenger seat next to her, I'm constantly pretending like I'm putting on brakes. And I remember my mother used to do the same thing with me. And I was like, this woman gonna drive me crazy doing that. I know what I'm doing is she just calmed down. And I imagine that she does. My daughter probably feels the same as I do. And any other person that rides with me probably feels the same. And probably, I probably get on their nerves. But you don't want others to drive you. You want to be in the driver's seat. You want to be in control of the situation because you know when you're going to put on brakes. You know how to adjust and look at your mirror because they can't see that in the passenger seat. They cannot see what you can see. The same thing happens with your employer. They can't see the things or know the things that are intrinsic to you that motivate you. People a lot of times may know that you're divorced, but they don't know what those things come from you being divorced or that you just got married. They know that you got married, but they don't know what all is involved in that relationship and the dynamics of that relationship. There's a lot of things going on with us. And if you think about it, in large organizations, sometimes there could be 10, 20, 30,000 employees in an organization. There is no way the HR office, which is comprised of maybe 1% of the population of that organization and managers that are maybe 10% of that organization, there's no way for them to know how to help 30,000 teammates in that organization or 20,000 teammates in the organization. You have to be the driver of your career. Remember that. You're always driving. And so in order to drive your career, you have to master some things, or you may want to get the help of someone. Because a lot of times I've noticed when I was going through my career, I wish I had someone to tell me that some of the things that I needed to know or think about, like breadth of skills needed to do the things I wanted to do, launch time that was more appropriate for me to launch my own company or my next career, the uncertainty and how to deal with uncertainty. How do I have access to benefits? One of my friends said to me, I can't start my venture because I don't know where I'm going to get medical insurance. Well, there are groups that you can join to get that medical or benefits that you need. They might not be as high as they would be at a corporation, but you can get those benefits. The isolation that comes with being an entrepreneur, for example, or the isolation that comes from I'm switching and I need to switch from this is the company that I've been working for. These are the people I've been working with and they are my family. Even on one of the assignments I had today, that team is my immediate nucleus or family that I work with on a day-to-day basis, even though I have my family that's blood and nature. But there's the family that we all come into in organizations that family is our family of opportunity, our family of direction, our family of us coming together, our team to get things done. Even though we happen to earn a paycheck there, that becomes your new norm for life and where you spend the majority of your time. If you just checked in to get your job done and checked out without checking in to the people that you're working with, that's different than the manager. Now, even though the manager can have more of a relationship with you, from a career management perspective, the team members themselves on a daily basis help to do a lot of things for you. Okay? So strategic factors that are related to whether or not to connect the components and how to connect those components, finding your differentiation model, who you are and what you bring to the table different from maybe a lot of people. Not that you care about what the other people bring to the table. You care about what you bring to the table and how you can be the most effective in those things that you're bringing. And then balancing those components and pace of entry and building needed skills in order to make it to the next level. And finally, partnering. A lot of people don't believe that they need a partner to do the things that they need to do. I have several partners, and I've been very blessed and lucky here in Dallas to connect to many people who are willing to help me to do what I need to do as I am willing to help them to make it to the next step and to do the things that they need to do to be successful. Remember this, each area of your work connects to another. So even though you may have started out working in retail, now you may be an actor or a model. Next, you may be into owning franchises. Next, you may not want to own a franchise. You may not want to be an entrepreneur. But all these things connect to your career, and they make you out of the total possibility that you can be. But in order to determine that possibility, you may need a little help, or you may need to just take time to sit down and write out your possibility. Thank you for joining us on the show today. And we thank you. If you have an opportunity to read Ron Alston's book, How to Build a Non-Traditional Career Path, Embracing Economic Disruption, I'd say you need to get a copy, and you can go to Amazon and find that. More than likely, it's a small book, maybe 200 pages. It may be worth purchasing. Or if that's a little bit much for you and you want a book that helps you to do some exercises along with or without Ron's book, you may want to buy my book, Professional Freedom in the Midst of Chaos. They all go along the same lines of Professional Freedom in the Midst of Chaos. In Crystal's case, could be a very good tool for her to use, and you can find that on Amazon as well. But Professional Freedom in the Midst of Chaos would be a great book to use as a tool to help you kind of map out things. It gives you a great roadmap for you as an individual. And I would say that it could lend a lot to the combination of the two books, with Ron's book as well as that book. Thank you for joining us on our show today, and I hope that your career is progressing and moving in the right directions. If you need a little help, you can contact me at Marilyn at drmarilyncarroll.com. And that, again, that website is Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, at drmarilyncarroll.com. Or you can call me at 214-301-1664. Again, that number is 214-301-1664. Thank you for joining us on our show today.